This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. And of course, businesses are our lifeblood in our community. They mold how we work and shape how we interact with people, and they create opportunities for our public to be able to have employment. And today, I am glad to have Miss Reagan Porter in here with me. She is the Vice President of Bates Enterprises. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I got to tell you, I've been knowing Bates Enterprises for a long time, probably before you were even born, a lot younger than me. But you started working at the plant at a young age, didn't you?
I sure did. I grew up in Childersburg. Reagan Porter, I'm from Childersburg, grew up there, and I went to elementary school right beside Bates yep. Enterprises. So I joke with everybody and say, you know, every day after school, I walked across the field to Bates, and I came in and I helped and did whatever I needed to do to help out.
You never had to ride a bus, probably. You could just walk straight from the school right over to work.
That is right.
Well, I tell you, Bates Enterprises also has been a great business over the years. Tell us a little bit about what Bates Enterprises does.
So Bates Enterprises was started in 1995. Carla Bates is our owner, and it first started with her idea of bringing industrial laundry to help all the industries try to save money and cut back cost first, but also at the same time, our slogan is where safety and savings go hand in hand. So we've always, you know, been huge on quality, and we want to help the customer save money but also not compromise quality. So what we do is we have certain routes, and we go around to customers and we pick up sold personal protection equipment. So this ranges from your gloves, your sleeves, anything that you would use in a manufacturing process. We pick up those items, we bring them back, and we process them at our facility. And then we deliver them back after they have been processed to the customer. And each customer is different. So, you know, some we take back in bags, some we take back in bundles. It just depends on what fits the customer and their plan. And then we also sell new products. And then in college, I wrote a business plan based off Bates Enterprises. And then I branched off of that business plan a little bit. And so we opened a store last year in October, Bates Industrial and Safety Supplies on Highway 280. And this is products that we have sold for years, but nobody really knew that we sold all those right. items. So we wanted to give our customers an opportunity if they wanted to come back in and buy onesies or twosies that they could do that. Or just anybody in the community that needed these items, we wanted them to have access to it. So we opened the store, and now we have all Carhartt clothing, we have Ariat, we have FR clothing, we have work boots, safety glasses, anything that you will need for your job application.
And I want to say this too, because I've been in there several times, bought some boots and things. If you've never been in the store, I'm going to explain to you where it is. If you're going over Merkle Mountain on 280 and you get, you know, going toward Childersburg, you're right before you get to Mama Ree's and that area. But It's so wild to go in that store, because it's almost like a work person. It's their Christmas store. I mean, you like you said, the Carhartt stuff, the boots, you know, the gloves. But it's not just for the person that welds or works in a big factory or anything. You can actually go in there and buy things that you can use around your home.
That is right. So we try to cater to everyone. You know, somebody that wants to just wear something out, we have something for that person too. So we hear a lot of customers come in and say, well, hey, I can wear this to work, but I can also wear this out. Yep. And so we just listen to our customers, what their needs and their wants are, and then we have tried to bring in what people have asked for.
And of course, you talked about the customers that you go out and you get their things and they're laundered and cleaned, and not to mention any of those, but a lot of those places do not have the capability to do it on their own, and they have so many employees that this really helps. I know years ago, cleaning the gloves and the rags that they would use to, you know, there's a lot of industrial places, not just around Sylacauga and Chillsburg, but we're talking about the entire state and Southeast.
Yes. So we do have routes where people, where we go out and we pick up at different plant locations, but we also have places that ship to us all over the United States. So what I was telling, you know, some people is, you know, we're not just limited to this area. If you have a manufacturing process and you're struggling to find someone to repair your items, clean your items, and you know, you're looking for a quality product back that you would feel comfortable wearing, then Bates is your solution for that. So we service Tesla all the way in Fremont, California. So
that's wild. And I gotta ask you this, because you've been around it for so long. You grew up in the business. Okay. Of course, Greg and Carla, great friends of mine, and have really expanded this business over many, many years. But I got to ask you, for Reagan, what is the hardest part of your job that a lot of people may not understand? What is something that I guess is a little difficult for Reagan?
I guess time management. So having enough hours in the day to get everything done that I need to get done. So I do a lot with Bates Enterprises, and that's on the industrial side, taking care of our industrial customers that we've had for years and years, and making sure that we meet their customer service needs and, you know, to the quality that Bates expects. And then also managing the store and making sure that all the employees there have everything that they need to be successful, and setting the store up for success, making sure we have the right products in, and just making sure that I can manage all of that. So
yeah, time management is a thing, but I'm sure probably the best part of your job, or what makes you happy, is seeing that customer leave the store, or a customer that you know has had great success with Bates over the years, and they get their stuff and they're happy with it. But seeing that person leave the store with brand new stuff that they need, not only for their job, but like you said, they can wear it around the home. That's got to be gratifying for you.
Yes, it is. So we just want to make sure our customers are happy, and that they have everything that they need to be successful.
And I tell you, they do that. I'm gonna challenge you, go by the store out there and see Reagan and her staff, and see what all they have to offer. I guarantee you will be thoroughly surprised. We're gonna take a break right now, and we're gonna come back and talk with Reagan here more on Businesses in Our Backyard about Bates Enterprises when we come back. I'm your host, Dave McCurley.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations: Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Dave McCurley, I am with Reagan Porter today, and of course we're talking about Bates Enterprises and Bates Industrial Services. And I got to tell you, that store we were talking about has got just about everything in it, and that may have not come to fruition without Reagan. I know it's probably been an idea over the years, but that's pretty much your thing. I know that, but what are some other things maybe 10 or 15 years down the road that you would like to see? Maybe you'd like to see where Bates would be 15, 20 years now.
So we also do industrial, like, embroidering for a lot of our customers. I don't think a lot of people know that.
I didn't know that.
We do offer that service. So a lot of people come in and pick out clothing and for their employees, and then we'll take it and put their logo on it. We do custom hats also for our customers, but we also have a website. So it's batesenterprizes.com, and then you can go to the shop tab and you can see several of the items we offer. But we also have an online portal for our industrial customers. And so one of my focus is growing that over the next 10 to 15 years. And this allows our customers to go in and set up their own catalog of products.
Wow.
And their employees to be preloaded into this system with their passwords. And we can limit the items to where they can only purchase the items that they're allowed to use. So it really is a great system that gives safety managers security and knowing that their employees are buying the right items, and it limits them where they just don't have, you know, access to everything.
Well, and that was something else. There are a lot of companies in and around the Coosa Valley, around the state, that do a lot of like industrial cleanup themselves, where they go into plants and they shut down. And I know from experience from working with that in the past that there are certain specialty items that those people need, maybe certain masks, maybe a certain type of gloves, things of that, helmets, you know. And I know from printing things in the past for Bates Enterprises that you guys can have everything that they need when they go to those places.
Yes, we do. So we can offer fit testing for your mask and applications that need those. We also offer fall protection, so we can help get your employees fitted in the right fall protection. So if there was to be an accident, they are safe and they'll be protected. So there's a many, many different services that we offer. And then, you know, I've grown up in the glove world, so gloves are a specialty of mine, and I do know those very well. And knowing the fibers and the cut levels, you know, we can always help you to make sure you're in the right hand protection.
Now, you are actually around a lot of people that work for Bates Enterprises and of course the store and everything. How do you manage, how do you keep everybody happy? I bet that's a hard job, isn't it?
I just, you know, I've had great leadership over the years, starting with my parents at the top. So I've learned from them and the way that they lead and manage. And then Bill Morgan, he's now passed away, but he was a great manager and leader. And he mentored me and my husband for several years before he passed away. And so, you know, I always just tried to lead by example. I'm a hard worker. You're always going to see me working. And so I just try to make sure that our employees have the things that they need to be successful. And then, you know, making sure that I'm always working hard and so they can watch me and
lead by example.
That's right.
Hey, I've got to ask you this too. We know where the store is on Highway 280. People who want to work for Bates Enterprises, I know where that Enterprises is out there at Hollywood Boulevard. I call it I may have given it away, but tell us what people need to do if they would like an opportunity to maybe work for Bates.
Yes, please go to Bates Enterprises. It's right by Childersburg Elementary. It's off of 51. It's 51 Hollywood Boulevard in Childersburg, Alabama. Go to the front office there, ask for an application, and fill out your application and turn it in.
And then, of course, the website again and maybe a phone number.
The website is batesenterprizes.com, and then the phone number is 256-378-6118, and the store phone number is 256-369-1218.
And there's always opportunities for people to come and look and maybe see if they would like to work at Bates.
Yes, just fill out an application and our HR department will take a look at it and be in touch.
And of course, I got to ask you, you used to be one of the best softball players that ever come through here at Chillsburg High School. And I'm saying that honestly.
Thank you.
You probably don't get a lot of time to go to the softball field now just to watch, do you?
I don't. I'm so busy with work. I am helping with Fayetteville High School a little bit when I can. Time is.
Yeah, I understand.
It's scarce right now, but you know, I try to get out there when I can, and I have a daughter now, and she's coming up in it. So,
how old is she?
She's 10.
What's her name?
Ellie.
And of course, does she enjoy that as well?
She loves softball, so we'll see.
She's getting a good teacher, I can tell you that. But we really appreciate you coming in today and talking with us about Bates Enterprises. And I'm going to ask you one other thing. What is something, and I might put you on the spot here, but what is something at the store that people may not know that you have that you actually have? What is a surprise for people? I know we talked about the Carhartt stuff, and of course, they know you have the boots. What is something else that you have that the public may not know about?
We have FR clothing. So there's a lot of people that need that for their jobs, and we stock a lot of FR clothing.
Wow. See, you learn something new every day. And of course, it's easy when you got people like Reagan Porter and Bates Enterprises. And of course, you get to work with your family. How gratifying is that?
I would say it's wonderful. So I'm very blessed to be able to work with my family every day.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for coming in here today. And of course, don't be any stranger. Go out and check their store out. Out there on Highway 280. And of course, we appreciate you coming in here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. And of course, this has been Businesses in Our Backyard. And of course, we thank you for watching and listening to this podcast. Share it with your friends and check us out again on the next episode of Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.